The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Tom Williamson of KIIC in Albia and Jake Bourgeois with the Anamosa Journal Eureka. Tom, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator Grassley, Cubans have been taken to the streets protesting the lack of freedom and disgust with the heavy-handed communist dictatorship. What should the proper U.S. response be, sir?
Should be to support the people that are asking for democracy. America stands for democracy. We think it's the moral thing to do. In other words, government ought to be protecting the people, not taking advantage of the people. That's the way our government is set up, and we ought to be promoting that around the world. We made a mistake in 2009 or 10 when we didn't support such a movement in Iran. And we should make sure that we let the people of Cuba know that we are with them. Jake.
During a recent stop in Jones County last month, you held a public hearing on cattle transparency. And I know there's been some recent movement with a hearing and Secretary Vilsack coming out with some actions. How does that help what you've been working on as far as that goes, and what still needs to be improved?
Jake, I thank you for covering our meeting there. We had 150 farmers that were upset because four big packers control 80% of the slaughter, and that 80% of the slaughter, less than 20% of it can be negotiated on a daily basis. These farmers want to get a fair price. When they're residual suppliers, they don't get a fair price, and then they usually can't deliver their cattle, as you heard in Jones County, maybe for a month, and then feed them $7 corn in the meantime. So getting back to your question, he didn't deal exactly with the specific issue that we talked about in Jones County. He didn't deal with the legislation I put in. But generally speaking, I want to compliment Secretary Vilsack for a very aggressive approach to bringing more competition to agriculture. And by bringing more competition to agriculture, he's going to make sure that farmers get the best price for their input and get the best price for the product when it leaves the farm. And we generally accept the proposition that government ought to stay out of regulating business, but the government does have a responsibility to make sure that the free marketplace is working. And I think Vilsack's actions that I applaud move in the direction of making sure the government is a fair referee in our free market system. Tom.
I hear rumors of a Biden tax proposal, a big increase in capital gains tax, and they would like to end the step-up basis provision on inheritances. So once again, that would really make it tough, it seems, for the next generation to keep that family farm. What are your thoughts on this, and can the Republicans mount any kind of a resistance to this?
Yeah. The last point on Republicans mounting resistance, I think we have. So I'm going to agree with you that it's going to be difficult to pass on a family farm from one generation to another if the stepped-up basis was done away with. I'm not in favor of doing away with it. I'm going to answer your question with two ifs. If we keep what we call regular order in the United States Senate, requiring 60 votes and 50 Republicans, which they've already more or less said that they were going to stick together on it, they'll never get 60 votes to do away with the stepped-up basis. Now, there's another way called reconciliation that's only been used twice in the last 5 years. so it isn't used very often, and it can only be used in tax matters and spending matters. If the Democrats stuck together, all 50 of them, and the vice president broke the tie, they could do what we're afraid and advocating they not do. They could do away with a stepped-up basis. But I think I have plenty of evidence, even through the media, that enough Democrats are raising questions about whether or not they should do away with a stepped-up basis, that I don't think they'll get 50 votes in the United States Senate to do it. Jake.
We've spoken previously on these calls about getting cameras in more federal courtrooms, both in the Supreme Court and other federal courtrooms. And I saw that the Judiciary Committee had advanced a couple of those bills. Where are those at as far as the Senate overall?
They're on the Senate calendar, and they're waiting to be brought up. They'll only be brought up if Senator Schumer, the Democrat leader, wants to bring them up, because he sets the agenda for the United States Senate. And I don't think they're going to come up near term. I hope over the longer term they will come up, because it's been something that I've been fighting for a long period of time. And we've got them out of committee now, and I think the time has arrived. And I hope we can get cameras in the courtroom. Now, the cameras are in the courtroom of most state courts, but not in the federal court. Tom.
Senator Grassley, you have been a longtime advocate for inspector generals and government accountability. And you and Senator Hassan, is it from New Hampshire, sent a letter to the president urging the administration to promptly appoint a qualified individual as acting inspector general to the Federal Housing Finance Agency. What's the backstory here?
Well, first of all, we also wrote a letter saying that the existing inspector general at the Housing Finance Authority should be fired, and probably a couple weeks later she resigned. Now we need to get an inspector general in there that can do the job of an inspector general, because basically the inspector general is a person that's going to make sure that all the laws are followed and the money spent according to congressional intent. So just having an inspector general on the job is very important to see that the agencies run effectively. Jake.
Wanted to ask about a recent bill you co-sponsored that was signed by the president about a whistleblowing program. How nice was it to see that signed into legislation and to have sort of former staffers of you that I think are helping set up an agency aimed at helping insiders report corruption?
Yeah, it's the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. It doesn't change the whistleblower law at all, but the law was not going to work because the fund had run out of money. There was a limit of how much money could be paid out when fraud was found, and you wouldn't know about the fraud if the whistleblower hadn't brought it to the government's attention. And without that, then you're going to have more fraud. So if you want to protect the taxpayers from fraud, protect the consumer from fraud, or the people that deal in commodities from fraud, you want to make sure that the whistleblower program is rewarded accordingly. So all of our bill does is replenish that fund that pays out to the whistleblower, so that we encourage more whistleblowing and more honesty in the community Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Tom?
President Biden just recently fired the commissioner of Social Security, and that's supposedly a non-political position. He had 4 years left on his contract, and you expressed some outrage over this. What was the issue?
He was approved overwhelmingly, 87 to something, I think, when he was in. And it's a six-year term, meant to be non-political. Keep the politics out of the Social Security system. So the president is politicizing the Social Security by doing it. And the reason he's doing it is the unions of Social Security employees were mad at this guy because he was making the Social Security Administration more user-friendly and more efficient, get the job done without wasting taxpayers' money. So presumably, when you do your job, change an organization so it can be responsive to the clientele, in this case, the senior citizens of America, then you're rewarded by it by being fired. And that's what's wrong, and that's why I objected to it. And I heard that the guy that was fired is going to fight it in the court, and he ought to, because a six-year term ought to be a six-year term. Jake, you'll be the last question.
Thank you. For your Veterans Fellow program, why is that an important program to you?
Are you talking about the one where we tape the history of veterans?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's my fellowship program for veterans. And it's important because we have veterans in that position. And veterans feel better working with a congressional office if they know that the person that's serving them is knows what their plights are from practice. What they do is they go out into the community on my behalf so my office can faithfully serve veterans. Thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, Tom and Jake, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.